You look tired, old man. I think it's time we slowed the pace. I can't have your death on my conscience.
I could push on. Can you keep up? That's the question.
Me? I could run. I could run to Galeshorn and back before you catch your breath.
Here's him, running from north side. Militia, no doubt.
How dare you? I only stole from South Enders.
You really are an ass, Alec.
Think we are safe to walk? My legs are killing me.
I think so. I hope so.
Yorick flashed a quick smile to the knight, taking joy in the fact that Alec had offered to slow the pace before he had, chalking up a personal win in one of the pair's never-ending games of one-upmanship. The knight had grown freezing in the past few hours, and though, through his exhaustion, he had felt little of it, the ride on horseback would no doubt be a cold one.
I cannot believe that traitorous bastard Oban. And here we are, searching out of concern for his safety.
I'm happy we found him out. Who knows what could have happened had we not. Galador is with us to see it turn out this way.
How far now do you think? A few hours?
Once we find the horses, we should reach them by morn.
He replayed the events from earlier in his mind, and still he could not believe it. Ysella had warned them of brigands, and he had accepted that. Bandits and thieves were rife throughout Arn. Yet to see this brazen gathering of Nezrakar worshippers in such numbers here had shocked him.
I've just had a thought. One of us should have followed those black-robed bastards. Found where their hiding hole is. Do you think it's too late to go back?
Are you serious?
Come on, it makes sense. I can be in and out like the shadows flee the morn.
It is only by the grace of Galador we managed to escape undetected. If they were not so intent on finding Oban, I am starting to worry about you, Alec. I feel you enjoy being in danger.
This is nothing, Yorick. Back in Everon.
You go back now. As good as you are, Alec, and as much as it pains me to say it, I know how good you are. But that hunter, it will seek you out, and it will take you screaming before its master. And when it does, Alec, you will beg them to end your life, and they will, not before Oban betrays you. And they take what information they think you have. Oh, you will be lucky for it to end there.
Yorick,
you were given a second chance at life within the Order, Alec. Not be so keen to waste it, chasing hero status.
The road ahead was barely visible. The moonlight feeble within the nighttime shade of the forest. Yet for all the darkness, Yorick's sharp eye spotted the witch elm tree which he had tied his mount to the day previous.
The mount should be over there.
Thanks be to Galador. My feet are killing me. Though I will say, I am not too keen on being around that shit-stainy Vale again. I know the so-called nobleborn are arrogant, but that one... I could shiv him in my sleep and not think twice afterwards.
I'm not ready to marry him either. But you insulted Archon Syriac. He owes the man his life. What did you expect, Alec?
I did not insult Archon Syriac. In fact, I only pointed out to Evel that he would be a fool to follow his every whim and command. No, wait, sorry. A fool to follow him into the very hills themselves. Another fucking posh boy who looks down on common folk.
Now, he may well dislike you for being a scumbag thief, but he's a soldier who knows how to do his duty. Not mention being a skilled fighter. You were lucky that Archon Syriac intervened that night, Alec.
The man is an arse-kisser, Yorick. Face the facts.
You'd do well to take a leaf out of his book, Alec. The Vale shows loyalty to his Archon. As do I. Does that make me an arse-kisser as well?
I could not imagine anyone letting you get close enough to kiss their cheeks. Ugh, you smelly Arterian.
You keep saying this. Ah, but we all know...
He caught sight of the movement before he heard the voices, though they were not far away.
What? We all know what?
Yorick held out his arm across Alec's chest in a gesture to halt his movements.
What is it? What is it?
Just hold. I see something.
It can't be them. That... it's impossible. We would have seen them before now.
It's not the cult.